现在我们守圣餐跟这个讲章呢是结合成一片的。
Today we are going to have a communion combined with the sermon.
所以当你们听到的时候呢，也准备你们的心来领受这个圣餐。
So when you're listening to the sermon, please prepare your heart for the communion.
这圣餐桌子是为了所有信主的弟兄姐妹而设立的。
The communion table is prepared for all the believers.
如果你已经信了主耶稣基督，同时在众人面前见证了你是属于基督的，透过洗礼来做这个见证的话。
If you believed in Jesus Christ and you made your public confession by baptizing into His name,
我们欢迎你跟我们领受这个圣餐。
We welcome you to join this communion.
倘若你还没有受洗的。
If you haven't been baptized yet,
你可以在这边观礼，在这边在神面前默默的祷告。
You can pray silently and watch the ceremony.
我们是主内一家人。
We are one family in Christ.
彼此欢迎来到神的我们预备的圣餐桌上面去。
We welcome each other into this communion table.
在我念大学的时候，曾经一位同学，他名字叫做 John Jones。
When I was in college, I have a schoolmate. His name is John Jones.
他很特别，就是他每次出现的时候呢，大家预备他讲笑话。
He's very special. Every time he appeared, we are prepared for his jokes.
他是我们班里面的开心果。
He's the joker in our class.
他不讲话，别人就开始笑了。
Even before he started talking, everybody started laughing already.
我们中国人有句话。
We have a saying in Chinese.
蓬荜生辉。
Your presence make my humble house glow.
听过吗？这句话。
Have you heard of this?
年轻人可能听过哈。
Young people, have you heard of this?
蓬荜生辉，我以前觉得这是客气话呢。
I used to thought this is a very something impolite, saying impolite.
我们很喜欢的客人来的时候，我们说。谢谢你到我们家里，你来呢？什么蓬荜生辉
？We usually tell our guests, say your presence make my humble house glow.
但是有的人呢，他在人群当中，他出现了就满城风雨。
But sometimes a person show up and make a stormy weather.
那意思是什么呢
？What does that mean？
他本来他不来的话，天气好好的。
When before he show up, the weather is so nice.
他一出现呢，乌云满布。
When he showed up, then the clouds and dark rain start to come.
我们认识主内一位肢体。
I know a member of the in the church.
每次有这聚会的时候呢，别人就说，不要让他知道。
Every time we have a meeting assembly, we say, don't let this guy know.
我觉得为什么不让他知道呢
？I was wondering why.
他说他一来了就开始传是非了。
Because every time he show up, there's gossiping.
他喜欢听很多东西。
He likes to hear a lot of stuff.
但是忘记把那个嘴巴闭上。
But he forgot to shut his mouth.
他在他把听的东西呢，不但讲出来，还加了很多就资料别人没讲的。
He listened not only he also added stuff to the things that people didn't say.
所以他真的使到什么满城风雨了。
So he made the atmosphere very stormy.
所以很多人不欢迎他来的。
So Everybody don't welcome him.
保罗向加拉太教会说过一句话。
Paul said to the Church of Galatians.
一点面笑能使船团发起来。
A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough.
你们多少姐妹是有烤面包的习惯没有
？You know, sisters sometimes bake the bread.
有没有烤面包啊
？Anybody?
你们会用那个笑吗
？Do you use the yeast?
有没有啊
？Do you?
面包好吃不好吃？
Is the bread good?
好啊啊。
Is it good?
那么保罗对加拉太说那这句话是正面还是负面的呢
？So does this saying Paul talked to Galatians is it good, positive or negative?
保罗是一点面笑能使全团发起来。
Paul said a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough.
这个一点呢，是我们常常听过那个字的。
A little is the word that we heard about.
就是 micro 这个字。
A micro.
有没有听过 Microsoft?
Have you heard of Microsoft?
有啊啊，很多这个 high tech 的东西，很多都是 micro 的东西、啊。
It's a lot of stuff in high tech.
保罗就说，知道 micro 一点点的面向呢，使到全场发起。
Paul said a little bit, a micro tiny bit of yeast make the whole batch of dough.
小小的东西 可以对整体一个很大的影响。
Very tiny little thing can affect the whole group.
所以有的时候我们低估了我们自己所做的、所讲的那种的破坏力量。
So sometimes we underestimate the breaking power of what we say and what we do.
同时也低估了我们做一件好事、讲一句好话那种的建设、那种的功效。
And sometimes we underestimate the constructive power that the what we say and what we do.
我们是主那一家人的。
We are one family in Christ.
圣经讲得很清楚，身体只有一个。
The Bible says there's only one body.
在身体里面呢，有一部分发生问题呢，对整体有很大的影响。
If one member of the body has problem, the whole body is affected.
有的是正面的。
Sometimes it's positive.
有的是负面的。
Sometimes negative.
今天我们就考虑这些的问题了。
Today we'll consider these problems.
哥林多前书第五章讲过一些的话。
The First Corinthians chapter 5 says.
我十点会再解释这段经文。
I will explain a little bit more.
讲到在教会里面呢，有旧的酵，也有新的酵。
It talks about the old yeast and the new yeast in the church.
各有不同的影响。
They have different effects.
旧的酵是恶毒邪恶的。
The old yeast is malice.
新的呢是诚实真正的。
The new yeast is honest, is good.
在旧约里面有看到两种的酵。
There are two kinds of yeast in the Old Testament.
当以色列人离开埃及的时候
，When the Israelites left Egypt,
神也吩咐他们不要带酵出去。
God told them not to bring any yeast with them.
把旧的留在埃及好了。
Left the old yeast in Egypt.
这不好的东西。
That's not good.
不要带进新的应许之地。
Don't bring it into promise, the new promised land.
但是当他们那个五旬节献祭的时候
，But when the
Pentecostal
offering.
圣经也教导他们呢，要将酵加在面上面。
The Bible tells them add yeast to the dough.
烤成摇器。
Bake it into waving.
献给神，象征对神者的感谢。
Offering to God, meaning showing appreciation to God.
所以这个酵呢，可以有好的功能，也有坏那个影响。
So the yeast has good and bad effects.
好，我们现在看呢，旧的酵对坏的影响。
Let's look at the bad yeast, old yeast.
为什么当埃及人以色列人离开埃及的时候，神跟他很清楚的吩咐，不要把酵带进出去
？Why did God told the Egypt when Israel, when they left Egypt, do not take the old yeast.
这个象征他们应该有个新的开始。
That meaning they have a new start.
旧的不要带进来。
The old do not bring into the new.
如果把旧带进来，会影响新的团。
If you bring the old into the new dough, it will affect it.
我们常常都说的用那个酵的时候不太了解为什么这样讲法。
We didn't understand why it is this way.
因为现在我们买的酵都是 package 的，是吧
？Because we all bought yeast in a package.
不需要靠旧的东西来影响新的东西。
We don't use the old yeast in a bowl composition.
原来当时他们用酵呢，是不是按照自然的环境上面给那个酵来影响这个面团
？Because in old times they used the yeast in a natural way to affect the dough.
原来空气当中也有酵的东西啊。
In the air there's a yeast.
他把那个团放在外面的时候呢？这个酵就影响那个团。
So when you put the dough outside, the yeast in the air affects.
那个是第一次的得到酵那种的功能。
That's the first time the yeast works.
从此之后呢，他们做面包的时候留一点点。
After that, they always save a little bit yeast.
这点点已经有酵在里面了。
The dough, the small dough.
所以下一次在做面的时候，做面包的时候呢，把那个旧那团就放进去。
So they use the old dough a little bit and put into the new dough.
这旧那个在影响整个团。
And the new dough is affected by the old dough.
当在烤之前，连拿点出来了。
Before they bake it, they take a little bit dough out.
这不断这个循环的。
So they keep on using the same yeast from the dough.
所以当时是吩咐他们呢，你们出去的时候，不要留一点点。带到新的环境里去。
So God commanded them, do not bring the old yeast with them to the new environment.
因为神说，在新的地方，旧的没有生存的空间。
Because God said, in the new territory, the old yeast has no place.
他们第一次学功课是什么时候呢？
When did they learn the first lesson?
当他们进到应许之地。在耶利哥这个地方打了一个很大的胜仗。
When they went into the promised land, they won the battle of Jericho.
他觉得很高兴啊，我们打胜了。
They are very happy that we won.
这么坚固的城墙也被打垮了。
Such a fortified wall, we broke it.
跟着都要打另外一个战争了。
Then they are going to find another wall.
他们看，哎，这个小事。
This is little thing.
我们香港人很喜欢这个小儿科，这小儿科的东西啊。
People from Hong Kong, you always say.
不要紧啊，他说我们几个人千几千人可以打胜仗的。
They say that we can win this battle.
我们既然能够在耶利哥这个地方打胜仗，这个小城市呢，打一城这个，没有不要紧。
If we can win the wall of Jericho, we can fight this wall of Ai.
他们打胜了，打败了埃城那个战争。
Did they win? No.
打败了。
They lost.
为什么呢
？Why?
有一个旧的面酵在里面发起了。
Because there's old yeast in the dough.
有一个人名叫做雅干。
There's a person called 雅干。
他拿了是东西不属于他的。
He took something that doesn't belong to him.
他以为这是我的东西。
He thought that's my stuff.
他暗暗的藏在地里。
He buried under the ground.
他说没人看得见啊。
Nobody can see it.
我们中国人说嘛，神不知鬼不觉嘛。
The Chinese saying God didn't know and ghost didn't know.
既然没人知道，肯定是安全的啦。
If nobody knows, then it's safe.
神看见。
But God knows.
一点点的坏的东西，旧的酵在他们中间。
Just a little bit old dough, the bad yeast in them.
他们拿了些当灭之物。
He took something that God told them to destroy.
其实那个战利品呢，不是他们的。
Whatever they want in the war is not theirs.
谁帮他们打仗那是
？Who helped them to fight the war?
神跟他们打仗。
God helped them.
如果神打胜的时候呢，战利品属于神的。
So if they won the war, all the prizes they won belongs to the war.
那雅干不知道。雅干不知道。
But 雅干 doesn't know that.
他以为是他打胜的。
He thought he won the war.
我应该得到一部分。
I should get some.
取了当灭之物。
He kept something that should be destroyed.
神就不喜悦。
God was not pleased.
直到整个民族受到影响。
So the whole Israelite people.
他们去打仗都是打败了。
They went to war and lost.
他们当时是什么回事啊
？They wondering what happened.
为什么我们那个耶利哥的打胜，这次打败了
？Why did we win the wall of Jericho, but we lost in this one?
我们中间有没有旧的酵在那东西
？Do we have old yeast in here?
找来找去，真的有啊。
They looked for it and they found it.
就一个人的错
，just one person's fault，
影响整个民族
，affect the whole population，
对我们是个很大的警惕。
It's a good lesson for us.
哥林多前书第五章
，First Corinthians chapter five，
请大家打开那段经文。
Can we open the Bible？
哥林多前书新约
，New Testament。
我知道现在我们崇拜的时候都用这个 PowerPoint。
Now every time worship we use the PowerPoint。
很多人就不会带圣经来教会了。
A lot of people don't bring Bible to church。
希望你们有习惯就带着圣经来。
I hope you have the habit of bringing Bible to church。
哥林多前书第五章第六节这么说。
First Corinthians chapter five verse six。
他说你们这自夸是不好的。
Your boasting is not good.
岂不知一点面酵能使船团发起来么
？Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough?
岂不知一点面酵能使船团发起来么
？Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough?
哥林多教会觉得非常自豪。
Corinthian church are proud of themselves.
他有各方面的条件。
They have all the good points.
保罗说：“你们不要自夸。”
Paul said, "Don't be boastful."
以为你们一切都是非常的完美。
You thought you are perfect.
但是保罗发觉他们中间有淫乱的事。
But Paul found out they have disrespectful things.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Adultery 这些的问题。
Adultery.
他们以为这是没事。
They think it's fine.
他们可以正常的继续的建立我们的教会。
They think they can continue to build the church.
保罗说：“你们中间现在淫乱的事，真是需要处理的。”
Paul said you need to take care of the fornication of
yourselves. 如果你不处理的话，对整个教会很大的影响。
If you don't take care of it, it will affect the whole church.
你们回去的时候仔细看看第五章。
If you go home, read chapter 5.
保罗第七节怎么说？你们既是无效的面，应当把旧效除尽，好使你们成为新团。
Paul says, "Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast."
因为在教会里面，很多时候我们以为呢，爱就是包容。
Sometimes we think, love is bearing with each other.
包容是好的。
Bearing with each other is good.
但是没有原则的包容呢，变成纵容。
But if bearing each other without principle is
纵容叫是什么
condolence
这个问题在哪里呢
What's the problem here?
保罗说你们教会淫乱的事为什么不处理呢
Paul says, how come you don't take care of the fornication?
你不处理呢，反而以为这个罪行是正常的。
If you don't take care of it, people think it's okay.
最可怕就是我们把罪当成正常化。
It's very scary if we take sin as okay.
Normalize sin.
Normalize sin.
我们现在就是将罪合法化。
We legalize sin.
这是严重的问题啊。
It's a very big problem.
保罗说在神面前教会应该是圣洁的。
Paul said, in front of God, the church is holy.
不圣洁的东西不属于神的教会。
Unholy does not have a place in God's church.
现在很多教会就很难处理这类的问题。
A lot of church doesn't know how to.
我们说要爱心啊。
We say we need to.
没有把旧的酵除尽。
If you don't take care of the old yeast.
结果呢，整个教会这个圣洁性受到影响。
Then the holiness of the church was affected.
当然了，如果这纯粹是一些人的问题，就不难解决的。
If it's only among a small group of people, it's okay.
我们说，哎，我们教会谁 A、B 还是 D 有问题
？If only like A or B or C has a problem.
这是旧校。
This is old yeast.
我们不敢把他们赶出去啊。
We don't dare to drive them out.
我们就想感动他到别的教会去好了。
We pray that they will be moved by God to go to other church.
这是处理的方式吗
Is this the way to take care of it?
不是
No
问题是这个旧效不是一些人的身上其实在每个人生命里面还有
It's the old yeast not only in a few people it's in everybody's heart
以前我们看那个西部那个电影的时候
When we see western movies
有的戴白帽子的有的戴黑帽子的
Some people have white hats some people have black hats
戴毛哈白帽子是好人还是坏人
White hats are the good people or bad people?
什么 Good guy 是吗
好人
黑帽子呢
How about black hats?
Bad guy
坏人
一看就可以处理了
It's easy to tell
你看电影、哎、那个是 bad guy 要把他打死好啊
You see the black hats you kill it
其实我们每个人都有两个帽子
In actuality we have two hats for each one of us
有黑的也有白的
We haveBoth black hats and white hats.
我们要做个选择，要把那个戴上去。
We need to decide which one we want to wear.
是你的选择。
It's your choice.
把那个旧校留下来呢，还是把它丢掉
？Do we keep the old yeast or do we throw it away?
其实个问题在我们内心里面的。
There's the problem question in our hearts.
如果你看以弗所书第四章的时候
，If you look at Ephesians chapter 4.
什么是旧的酵呢
What is the old yeast?
这里提了很多
There are many things.
比如刚硬的心
For example, hardened heart.
刚硬的心在我们教会里面存在吗
Do we have hardened hearts in our church?
听了神的话语有多少的改变呢
After we listen to the words of God, how much do we change?
刚硬的心
It's hard and hard.
听了神的话等于没有听见。
You listen to God's word, but it's like you didn't hear it.
还有放纵私欲。
You let go of your desire.
坏脾气。
Bad temper.
你说我们教会没有坏脾气的人啊
You think we don't have people have bad temper in our
church? CCMC 有没有发脾气
？Anybody in CCMC lose temper?
从来没有吗
？Never.
苦毒
bitterness
愤怒
and rage
毁谤
slander
恶毒
malice
给魔鬼留地步。
Leave a foothold for the devil.
这些都是旧的东西。
These are all east.
不属于神的教会里面的。
It doesn't belong to the church of God.
我们要决心的把它丢掉。
We need to make a decision to get rid of it.
这是我们的决定啊。
This is our decision.
每一个人里面都有这些的潜质。
Everybody has this inside the heart.
不要说某某人有这个问题，我没有。
Don't say that somebody else has that problem and I don't.
每个人旧校表达的方式可能不一样。
Everybody showed the old east in different ways.
那个旧校呢，还在等的要发起来。
The old east is still waiting to make the whole dough.
有些东西我们看起来就很清楚知道，它属于旧的东西，旧校。
Sometimes we can see clearly something belongs to the old east.
哎，我不做这些事了。
I don't do this thing.
不会这样讲话了。
I won't talk like that.
但是有的小的事呢，我若不小心的话呢，也可以成为旧校的。
But、many little things, if we are not careful, it become old east.
有的时候我们就最近很强调这个关怀的事工。
Some people say we emphasize on caring.
但有时因为动机不纯正。
But sometimes because the motivation is not
right. 我们接着关心的行动了，索取别人的资料。
We use the name of caring, we take, get information from other people.
与别人的分享容易变成讲是非。
Sometimes from the sharing become gossiping.
关心人很容易变成专管闲事。
Caring sometimes become mind other people's business.
这个分别不是我们容易分辨的道理。
Sometimes it's not a clear cut.
但是他们如果存在的话，对整体团契的生活影响非常之大。
If these exist, then it affects the whole church.
今天我们有的时候会迟到。
Sometimes we're late.
你说这个不影响别人？
You think it doesn't affect others?
是我个人的事。
This is my own business.
真的吗？
Is it true?
其实你的迟到也会影响。别人的敬拜。
Being late will affect other people's worship.
侍奉的时候缺乏预备。
Sometimes you are not prepared to serve.
对整体有没有影响啊？
Does it affect the whole worship?
肯定有影响。
Yes.
做主席的、领唱的、讲道的、招待，没有预备，会不会影响呢？
Everybody in the worship, either you are welcoming, singing. If you are not prepared, does it affect the whole worship? Yes.
除非你不属于这个身体。
If you are not belong, you don't belong to the body.
如果你属于这个身体，肯定会被影响。
If you belong to the body, you affect other people in the body.
有段时间，加拿大的钱比美国的钱更大。
Some time ago, the Canadian money is bigger than U.S. money.
我们这住在西雅图那边。
We live in Seattle.
我们听说呢，很多加拿大人在周末的时候就到那个北边一个城市 Bellingham 买东西。
We heard a lot of Canadians went to Bellingham to buy stuff.
我们平东西，美国东西比较便宜。
Because American things are cheaper than Canada.
但是有个问题，很特别的问题出现了。
But there's a special problem arise.
他们那时候穿了旧衣服下来买东西。
They wear old.Closed.
选了最旧的鞋子过来买东西。
They wear the oldest shoes to come.
买了之后呢，他们换了新衣服才回去的。
After they bought the stuff, they changed to new clothes and then went back.
那旧衣服扔在哪里呢？
Where did they throw the old clothes?
开始都是好像很肮脏这样的，满地都丢满了。
Sometimes it's everywhere on the street.
后来呢，他们很多的商店门前都有一个大的垃圾桶。
Later on, in front of every store, there's a big trash can.
为什么人用呢？
Why?
把旧的衣服鞋子丢在里面了。
So they can put the old clothes and shoes in the trash can.
他回家的时候都穿了新衣服，穿了新鞋子回去。
They wear new clothes and shoes to go back.
原来天国的门口也有个大的垃圾桶。
And there's also a trash can in the gate of the heaven.
天国的门口也有个垃圾桶。
There's a big trash can in the gate of heaven.
要把我们旧的东西丢进去的。
We need to throw all the old stuff in here.
有时候我在想嘛，教会门口要不要个大垃圾桶
？Sometimes I think whether we need a big trash can in front of church.
不应该的进来的东西，把它留在外面。
If things doesn't belong to the church, we should leave it outside.
这里是个新团。
This is a new dough.
这是耶稣基督。洗干净的一个新团。
This is a new dough that Jesus Christ has washed clean.
这时候我想大家安静着的心，我们那个预备着心来领受这个圣餐。
Now I want everybody to come and prepare their hearts for the communion.
圣餐象征什么呢？
What does the Holy Communion symbolize?
新跟旧的一种的交替。
It's a transition or an exchange between the old and the new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed, the new has come.
有时候我们在领圣餐，忘记了我们应该做的事。
Sometimes when we are partaking of the Holy Communion, we forget what we're supposed to do.
明明是在基督里的人。
Obviously and very clearly, we are people in Christ.
还把很多老的习惯、老的东西带进来。
Yet we bring into this place many of the old things.
主耶稣离开门徒之前，在受死之前，跟他们吃过一餐饭。
Before Jesus departed from the disciples, before he suffered, he had a meal with his disciples.
他在门徒面前拿那个饼。
He took the bread before the disciples.
大家面前掰开了。
And he broke the bread.
这个有效还是没有效的饼呢？
Is this a bread with the yeast or without yeast?
这是新的东西啊。
This is something new.
他说你要领受这个饼的时候。
He says as you partake of this bread.
要记得你是在我里面的人。
You have to remember that you are people.
你是新造的人。
You are a new creation.
你不可以拿参与神的筵席，也参与魔鬼的筵席。
You cannot participate in the feast of God as well as in the feast of the devil.
这是新团。
This is a new dough.
旧的东西把它扔掉了。
Throw away the old.
这时候我们呢，唱一首诗歌，给我们一个反省。
And right now, we'll sing a song to lead us in our reflection.
And
with confidence of faith, we come before you.
来到圣餐桌上面。
That we come to the communion table.
领受这个饼。
To receive the bread.
谢谢你的身体为我们破碎。
To thank you for breaking your body.
给我们新的开始。
To give us a new beginning.
感谢你就在对方设立了我们的教会。
We thank you that you have established this church in this place.
今天我们愿意在你面前再次承认我们需要你的饶恕赦免。
And today we are willing and we want to confess that we need your forgiveness.
当我们来到你面前去恳求的时候，求你垂听我们的祷告。
And as we come before you to plead to you, may you hear our prayer.
当不同的弟兄姐妹到你面前，在这地方跪下，向你恳求的时候，求你垂听。
As our brothers and sisters come forward and kneel and pray to you, may you.
给我们力量，把旧的效都除掉。
Give us that strength so that we will remove all the old east.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督。
We pray this and thank you. Thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 请坐。这时候我们先请执事们到前面来领受这个饼。
Right now we ask first the deacons to all come forward to receive the bread.
Pastor Samuel 在一边，我在一边，把那个饼会派给你们。
And Pastor Samuel and I would distribute the bread on either side.
当你拿到饼之后，你可以跪下来，站起来也可以，在神面前有个安静的时间。
And after you've taken the bread, you could either kneel down or stand.
恳求圣灵光照你。
And take some time to pray to God.
心里面还有没有旧的效？
To see if there's still old yeast in you.
有的话，求主赦免。
If there is, may we ask the Lord for forgiveness.
就可以自己吃那个饼。
After that, you take the bread on your
own. 吃了饼之后，你可以安静的到你的座位去。
And after that, you can quietly return back.
执事们会带领你们到前面来。
The deacons will direct you forward.
你拿饼之后，个别在神面前安静，就个别吃了。
After you've taken the bread, you take it personally or individually.
如果你行动不方便的话，我们会把饼带到你面前去。
If your movement is hindered, we can help to bring the bread to you.
Thank you. 耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人到我面前来，我能够把你可轻省。
All who are weary, do come to me, and lay before me your burden, and take up my yoke, which is easy.
在基督里的人，旧事已经过去，都变成新的了。 有没有弟兄姐妹需要我们把饼端到你面前的？你举手，我们就把饼拿到你面前。这是个神圣的时刻，我们再次回到十字架旁边，经历神的赦免。就这个时候你再次与神相遇，求神给你力量把旧的东西扔掉了。主耶稣有一次说，天国好像面笑，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里，直到全团都发起来。这个面笑可以有正面的影响。耶稣自己就是新的面笑。
Jesus himself is the new yeast.
他说天国就好像这个面笑。
He says the kingdom of heaven is like yeast.
当人放在三斗面里面的时候，全团就会发起来。
If you put into a large amount of flour, the whole dough will be worked through.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，大部分人都不太了解。
When Jesus said this, a lot of people did not understand it.
怎么有可能呢？
How could it be?
这个天国开始的时候不是很显眼的。
Isn't the starting of the kingdom of heaven should be very obvious?
耶稣在什么地方出生？
Where was Jesus born?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
伯利恒城。
Bethlehem.
这小的地方。
It's a very little place.
伯利恒城里面的什么地方？
Where in Bethlehem?
不是衙门。
It's not 衙门。
在马槽里面。
It's in a manger.
耶稣在什么地方生长？
When was Jesus Christ growing up?
拿撒勒城。
Nazareth.
这么小的城市有什么伟大人物出现吗？
How can a great prophet come out of this small town?
当时人都觉得不可能。
Everybody think it's impossible.
但是耶稣说，天国就好像面笑一样。
But Jesus Christ said the kingdom of
heaven. 开始的时候好像一点点不显眼。
When just started, it's very tiny. It's
但是他可以将人类的命运都扭转过来。
And he can change the change the life of whole population, whole world.
耶稣当时带着十几个门徒。
When Jesus Christ was leading the 12 disciples.
这班不是精英。
These are not outstanding people.
不是 Harvard Princeton 毕业生。
They're not graduate from Harvard or Princeton.
也不是 Duke 的毕业生。
Not graduate from Duke.
打鱼的人占大部分。
They are fishermen.
一有危险呢，他们第一个反应就逃跑了。
When there's danger, they run away.
这一小帮人怎么可以影响整个世界呢？
How could this small group of people affect the whole world?
但是耶稣预告他们会的。
But Jesus foretold that they will.
耶稣生在生的时候呢，只在几十平方里面工作。
When Jesus was alive, he worked on a few square miles.
讲道了。
When preach.
医病了。
Heal.
赶鬼了。
Drive out.
减轻人的痛苦。
Lessen people's pain.
如果从历史的角度来看，这个小地方有没有可能影响这个世界呢？
From the historical point of view, can this small thing affect the whole human history?
但是今天我们看到整个人类历史的时候，这个面效果然有正面的影响。
But if you look at the whole human history, this small dough actually affect the whole.
耶稣开始那个新的团。
Jesus started the whole new East.
就是我们今天的教会。
And this is the church today.
蒙恩的群体。
It's the called people today.
我们都是新造的人。
We're a new creation.
很多说明有点自卑感是吗？
Sometimes we have self-pity.
我们小小的教会能成什么大事呢？
How can this little church achieve anything for Christ?
不要忘记耶稣当时的应许。
Don't forget God, Jesus' promise.
小小的面效可以发起来。
A small amount of East can work through the whole door.
一小群人可以影响当时的世界。
A small group of people can affect the whole world.
今天的教会同样可以影响整个社会。
Today the church can affect the whole world.
我们要把我们的使命再次高举。
We need to carry out and hold high our calling.
不但是口号那份的影响。
It's not only shouted out.
而是我们整个生命表达出我们是新团的人。
But we.Need to live it out with our lives that we are the new dough.
很多时候教会里面的气氛
Sometimes the atmosphere in the church.
就是靠一两个人开始的
It started with one or two people.
坏的气氛也是一两个人带来的
Bad atmosphere started with one or two people.
如果我们教会里面一两个人开始说我要主动关怀人的话
If people...One or two people in the church started to say, I'm going to care for other people.
你发现这个会是涟漪这个效应呢，不断地影响其他人。
You see the domino effect of this.
受关怀的人觉得，哎，我有责任也关怀别人了。
People who were cared for will start to care for other people.
一点点的面效可以开始影响整个。
A little bit of dough can affect the whole, a little bit of ease can affect the whole.
我们认真地持守自己的工作岗位的时候
，If we keep our responsibility,
会影响整个教会的聚会的气氛。
It will affect the whole church worship.
一位很友善的招待员，他在门前在招待人的时候
，A very warm welcomer.
他说：“我一个人怎么可以影响今天的崇拜的气氛呢？”
He would say, "How could that affect the whole worship atmosphere today?"
不要低估自己正面的影响。
Don't underestimate your pastor.
当别人来到教会觉得非常受欢迎的时候
，When a person comes to church and feel welcome,
来到里面有人关怀他的时候
，When he comes in, somebody care for him.
这个温馨的气氛呢，会影响其他人。
This warm atmosphere will affect other people.
他们会再回来的。
They will come back.
这是爱的团体。
This is a people with love.
有没有看到自己那个正面的影响
？Can you see the positive effect of yourself？
当我们唱歌的时候
，When we sing，
我说不唱
，I'm not singing，
会不会影响别人呢
？Will it affect other people？
会的
，Yes。
你说这首歌我不太会唱
，If you say I don't know the song，
开口唱一些声音啊
，Start to open your mouth，
脸上多点的笑容啊
，Put a smile on your face，
有没有影响啊
？Does it affect other people？
影响台上。领唱的人
It affects the people on the stage that are leading the scene.
你投入的时候影响你隔壁很多的弟兄姐妹
When you put yourself in this, in the worship, you affect other people.
你听到的时候那种的专注会不会影响别人呢
When you pay attention to it, that will affect other people.
会不会啊
With?
会的
Yes.
别人哎呀他好像听到这东西还没听到
Sometimes you say, He heard it, but he didn't. He listened to it.
这么多人好像在听的很重要的东西。
A lot of people listen to this important thing.
肯定也是东西我需要留意的。
There must be something important I need to pay attention to.
一点的面效对整体很大的影响。
A little bit east affect the whole dome.
对讲道人来说呢，你们的反应会不会对我有影响啊
？To the speaker preacher, your response will affect me.
会不会啊
？What?
我承认会的。
I'll say yes.
当你们专注的时候呢，我那个投入感也不一样了。
When you pay attention, then we feel different.
如果你这样听的话呢，对我有没有影响啊
？If you listen this way, will it affect me?
我这样听呢，有没有影响啊
？If you listen this way, will it
affect me? 当然了，我假定你们在祷为我祷告。
I assume you're praying for me.
其实对我也有影响的。
It will affect me.
一句鼓励的说话会对侍奉的人员有没有影响
？One encouraged word will affect people who are serving.
我可以担保啊，执事们也需要你们的鼓励。
I guarantee you, the deacons will need your encouragement.
当你来到地方看到这么清洁
，When you come to the church and see it so clean,
椅子都摆得很整齐
，Chairs are all arranged well.
你出去的时候
，When you go out,
会不会跟我们弟兄姐妹握握手，谢谢你们的侍奉
？When you shake hands with brothers and sisters and thank them for the service.
不单是李斌跟韵华，还有很多人需要鼓励的。
It's not only 李斌和韵华 ，there are other people who join.
我们的干事 Jesse 也需要你们鼓励的。
Part-time worker Jesse need your encouragement too.
今天你觉得敬拜非常投入
？You feel that you are all engrossed in this worship.
离开的时候会不会跟领事的人握握手
？When you leave, will you shake the sound leader's hand?
给他们一个拥抱。
Give them a hug.
因为你的侍奉，今天我觉得崇拜非常有意义。
Because you served today, I feel very meaningful.
刚才我们看到段经文《以弗所书》。
We saw the verse in Ephesians.
有旧人的东西。
There are old persons.
也有新人的东西。
New thing.
新的包括什么呢
？What's the new?
真理啊。
Truth.
真诚啊。
Honest.
仁义
kind
righteousness 圣洁
holiness
造就人的话
encouraging words
良善
goodness
恩慈
kindness
怜悯
compassion
都是新的效
they are the new east
一个怜悯的行动对人很大的影响
compassionate action affects other people
很多说因为我是牧师我得到你们怜悯的机会特别多
maybe because I'm a pastor I was shown compassion
我来的时候很多弟兄就会招待我们
when I came a lot of people welcome us
吃很好吃的东西
eat very good food
都是拿手的好菜的
those are the good dish that the host can make
有的时候你们也很会怜悯别人
Sometimes you show compassion
对弟兄姐妹很有恩慈
Show kindness to other people
请牧师之外也请多一两个人来吃饭
You invite pastor, you invite other people
慢慢慢慢这个就有一种涟漪性涟漪性的效应
Gradually a domino effect goes
很多人愿意打开门来招待我们了
A lot of people open their house to welcome us 他说
那个经验是正面的
And they say this is a positive experience. If it's negative, they won't tell you.
他说招待人非常有福气。
They say whoever hosts is very
good. 下次有客人来都说真的要招待客人了。
The next time when there's guests coming, everybody wants to.
这种气氛慢慢就建立起来了。
And this kind of atmosphere will be built.
这个好的效也包括什么呢
？This good ease also includes
饶恕
forgiveness.
圣经讲到饶恕的时候，很多时候讲到彼此饶恕。
When Bible talks about forgiveness, we talk about forgive each other.
比如说彼此的意思是说我需要饶恕人。
Forgive each other means I need to forgive other people.
也需要别人饶恕我。
I also need other people to forgive me.
我饶恕人觉得很难的是吗
？Sometimes we feel it's hard to forgive other people.
要承认自己做错是更难。
It's even harder to admit that I did something wrong.
以弗所书所讲那个新人，就包括这些的美德的。
The new dough that talked about in the book of Ephesians include all these good things.
谁没有做错事
？Who never done anything wrong？
我们都有机会做错事。
We all have chance to do things wrong.
谁没有得罪过人
？Who haven't offend anybody？
有段时间，我们的学生常常在埋怨，他说：“我是受伤害的。”
There's a time that a lot of students are complaining that I'm hurt.
一个两个都给我说有伤痕啊，我这里有伤痕啊。
People tell me I have wounds in my heart.
我就在想啊，这么多人受伤，谁去伤害他们呢？
And I'm thinking there's so many people got hurt. Who hurt them?
是外面那个恐怖分子来伤害他们吗？
Terrorist people outside hurt them?
不是。
No.
彼此伤害。
We hurt each other.
那个伤痕是我给你的。
That wound, I give to you.
我这伤痕是他给我的。
And my wound is he gave to me.
所以主耶稣也教导我们彼此相爱。
So Jesus teaches to.
保罗常常劝勉我们彼此饶恕。
Paul told us to forgive each other.
过去让它过去了。
Let bygones be bygones.
谁错谁对不会追究了。
Don't ask who is wrong.
既然我是被饶恕的人。
If I'm be forgiven,
我也无条件饶恕别人。
Then I forgive other people.
以后不会再将旧的事再带进来。
Don't bring the old things back in.
好吧，把旧相除掉了。
Get rid of the old east.
每次见面的时候多讲些造就人的话。
When we see each other, we say something encouraging.
一句安慰的话。
Some courage.
安慰的话。
Comforting words.
这都是好的笑。
These are good east.
我们现在在神面前领受这个圣餐的时候
When we partake this communion in front of God
不要忘记我们有责任把好的笑发起来
Don't forget that we have the responsibility
每当我见到弟兄姐妹要讲话的时候
When I see brother and sister want to talk
停一两秒钟
Stop 1 or 2 seconds
我讲这句话是好的笑还是坏的笑
The words I'm going to say is good or bad east
我讲对他是鼓励还是拆毁
If I am I encouraging him or bringing bad effect on him
有时候看到一些问题的时候如何去建议给别人也需要技巧的
Sometimes when we give other people advice it takes skills
上个礼拜二我参加了 Chapel Hill 那个祷告会
Last Tuesday I went to the prayer meeting in Chapel Hill
顺便讲一讲我们现在教会有三个不同地区的祷告会
I mentioned that we have three area of prayer meeting
你尽量按照你地区的方便呢参加这些祷告会
Please find that close to you and join the prayer meeting
我们要教会复兴的话一定在我们膝盖上面建立起来
If we want to revive our church we need to start with our knees
上个礼拜二在祷告会的时候李斌弟兄带你们唱歌
Last Tuesday during the prayer meeting Bin led the singing
他那首歌就是长翅上腾了的歌
That song is Soar on the wings of
heaven 我们要翱翔在空中
We need to soar in the air
那么李斌是 tenor 的，是个 男高音的。
李斌 is a tenor。
他起个音就非常高。
He started some very high pitch。
那么陆先弟兄，我想不是 tenor。
陆先 is not a tenor. I think it's not a tenor。
他很有技巧的说。
He said it skillfully。
他说我们翱翔不上了。
He said we cannot soar up。
那首歌翱翔了，我翱翔不上了。
It says soar up high, but I cannot soar。
把那个音降低一点啦。
Please lower the tone。
不会得罪李斌弟兄。
It did not offend Bin Lee。
一个简单的句话。
One simple sentence。
他可以说，哎，你是高音的吗？都不告顾虑我们的需要啊。
He can say, Hey, how come you didn't think of us?
我是 bass 的，那唱那么高，唱不行啊。
I'm bass. How can I sing such a high note?
这是旧的笑。
This is the old east.
好的叫做我们翱翔不上啦。
The good is that we cannot soar that high.
把整个气氛都改了。
And changed whole atmosphere.
大家唱得非常开心。
And everybody sings so
hearty. 当天的祈祷会是 one of the good ones that I attended.
那是我参加祷告会里面一个好的祷告会。
天国里面有一个更衣室。
There's a changing room in heaven.
正如刚才我想到加拿大人来到美国买东西一样。
Just like I said, the Canadian come to USA to buy stuff.
天国里面有更衣室。
There's a changing room in the kingdom of heaven.
除了把旧的扔掉之外。
In addition to throw away the old ones.
把新的穿上。
We need to put on the new ones.
我何等盼望我们门口也有更衣室。
We hope we have a changing room in the church.
每次你来的时候，把新的穿上。
Come, you put on the new ones.
就这个地方，我们彼此学习相爱。
We need to learn how to love each other.
这时候我们在神面前领受这个圣餐。
When we partake this communion.
这次呢，我每次请十几位到前面一起来领受。
I'll ask around 10 people come and take the cup.
我给这个杯之后，你们一起来喝这个杯。
When we take the cup, we do it together.
喝了杯之后，你们可以彼此问候、握手、拥抱。
After you partake the cup, you can shake hands or hug each other.
象征什么？
What does it symbolize?
这个爱的团契。
It's a group of love.
就在这个地方进入到神的爱。
We experience God's love.
也经历到神的赦免。
We experience forgiveness.
也经历到彼此的饶恕。
And we experience forgiving each other.
主耶稣在门徒面前把那个杯拿上来。
Jesus held up the cup.
这是我用我的血为你留下来的。
This is the cup with my blood.
You are
in the new covenant.
In the new covenant,
there is new authority in the new covenant.
And
new responsibilities.
You
have to love one another
just
as I have loved you.
First,
invite the deacons to come forward to take the cup.
全感谢的心来领受这个杯。这时候领唱的人会专门带领一首诗歌，这里有神的同在，你们开始上来了。两边都可以站，这边十几个人，那边也十几个人。
神的同在哟，这里有神的言语，
感谢的心可领受。
这里有圣灵的恩膏，这里是另一个天地。看那弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美，如同那黑暗的甘露，像在西安山顶。爱在这里，和平在这里，
这个心灵手，
这里有神灵的恩膏，这里
此问候，可以彼此问候。这的心领受这个杯，唱这首歌好吗？他们带领这样唱歌人，这里有神的同在，这里有神的言语，这里有神你的恩膏，这里是另一个天地，看那弟兄和睦同。心里说，
那弟兄和睦同居，
何等的善，何等的美，如同那黑门的甘露，像在西安山上，爱在这里，和平在这里。
再来唱一遍好吗？如果领受完了，我们继续，我们一起来唱，从头开始。
这里有。
相信。
这里有神的言语，这里有神灵的恩膏，这里是另一个天地。看那弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
盼望你们记得今天这幅图画。
I hope you remember this scene, this picture.
我们是主里面一家人。
That we are a family in the Lord.
不要忘记彼此相爱。
Do not forget to love one another.
前面的路怎么样我们不知道。
We do not know what beholds us or the road ahead.
这里有神的同在。
But we know that God is present with us here.
爱就在这里。
And love is here.
可能当中有软弱的。当中有软弱的
we may have the weak among us,
彼此相扶
we are to support one another.
我们一起来祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的主感谢你给我们这个团契
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for giving us this
感谢你的同在
We thank you for your presence with us.
我们中间身体有软弱的请你亲自的纪念
May you personally remember those who are weak among us.
特别加小健姊妹交在你的手中
Especially Sister 小健
主啊你是医治的神
God, you are God of healing.
但愿我们的盼望是在你身上
And we know that our hope is upon you.
前面怎么样我们不知道
We do not know what is to come.
但恳求你与小健一家人同在
But we pray that you will be with the family.
与他们同行
Walk with them.
我们中间还有其他有需要的弟兄姐妹
And there are those among us who have needs.
我们有的弟兄姐妹需要新的工作
We have brothers and sisters who need new jobs.
他有的家庭里面有些困难
There are some difficulties in
有的婚姻上面面临破裂
There are some, marriages that
主啊求你纪念他们的需要
conflict. We pray that God, you remember,
就在时候我们每天经历你的同在
that we will daily experience your presence.
就在对方我们要学习彼此相爱
and that we will learn here how to love one another.
祷告交托奉主耶稣基督圣名
We pray this and commit into you with the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.